Well, we only have just a few more days left in this year to rock it out. But if you want to know how you can plan your business and find out the secret to success for the upcoming year, stay tuned. I'll be right back to let you know how you can increase traffic, subscribers, and customers to boost your bottom line and help you set the best business goals to maximize your year. What's up, everybody? It's your girl TK. You're right here inside of Working the Dash podcast. And today I'm going to quickly share a few tips as to why business planning is the secret to your success for the coming year. Yes, we are just a few more days inside of 2022, and I am so happy to share with you a few tips and challenges, something that's going to pull us into this, what we call the secret of success to planning our businesses. Now, as usual, when we are multifaceted and multidimensional and we have several things happening simultaneously, it's very easy to get off focus. But today I want to share how we can measure growth and figure out what we should be working on just by identifying what we're doing right now and where we are in the very present moment. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, you have to plan for future success. And that success is all wrapped into one small word, four-letter word. It is not luck, it is data. We have to know exactly where we are spending our time so that we can be more efficient in how we maximize our money and be effective in how we are actually moving. If we can record our data, we can see what's working and we can see what's not working. When you look at data, you can also identify trends and you can actually understand what exactly works for your business. This helps you to know exactly where you can spend money and where you need to retract money, where you need to relax some things, where you need to pour into other things. Just let's look at some things so that we can understand how we should decide what works. You need to write down, yes, write down in a notebook. You need to open a Word document digitally or use a spreadsheet and calculate where you're spending your monthly averages so that you can create a clear picture. The spreadsheet will also help you to gather data in a way that can produce graphs. And this graph will actually show you where these expenditures are and where your time is actually going. Well, one way we can actually increase our data and show some measurable efforts is increasing traffic or knowing where our traffic is. In order for your business to grow and for you to really know who you're reaching, you need to identify the traffic. The traffic is needed to expand your reach, and the more traffic you get by engaging with people who you do not know, people outside of your circle, and encouraging them to click and buy and giving them call to actions, it's a good thing for you because the visitors, especially the organic visitors, they will help boost the rate of your traffic. Listen, many of us get, we get so frustrated, which I'm not really clear about why, and yes I am, yes I am. Let me retract that statement. I am clear because it does affect you in a way, but I want to share why it should not. We get so frustrated when our circle, people that we feel, family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, you know, if they don't invest in our business or if they don't click on our blogs or if they don't listen to our podcast, we get so bent out of shape when they don't invest in our new business or, you know, we've seen them purchase from this exact same company and they rave and ramp about it. And of course, when you get your company, you say, hey, you know, I want you to purchase over here. You know, it's as if they don't, you know, like the product and they've been talking about it. You know, we get so frustrated about that. I want you to now, in your mind, for the upcoming year, I want you to start focusing on unique visitors, unique people, people that are going to come because you are actually reaching out and building traffic outside of your circle. I cannot tell you the amount of people that are not in my circle, that are not my family members, that are not my friends and church members that I go to hang out with and things of that nature. I cannot tell you how many people have come to me organically and said, hey, I listened to your podcast and I was very touched by it, or, you know, here's some feedback for you, or I look online and I'm filling orders and I'm like, I don't even know who this person is. Where did these people come from? That's what you really want. You want to increase your reach by increasing the unique amount of traffic. Another thing you can do, your next goal should be trying to get these people on a list. As they come to you, as you're reaching out, you know, one thing that they can do as a call to action is subscribe. You're telling them, please subscribe. You know, I have not done a great job with, you know, telling people on YouTube to subscribe to my channel because that's not really where I started, but I'm going to commit to a goal and really try to increase that reach. So I'm sharing with you things that I know for sure will work for conversion rates and things of that nature, but you have to actually be very intentional about building these things. So creating your email list through subscription, and not paid subscription, I'm just saying literally having people to sign up by their, you know, your website, or you're being able to capture their information by, you know, their sales and the information that you gather from that. Create that subscriber list, and those subscribers will become customers. Yes, they will be customers. And I'm gonna tell you why subscribers are great customers. Once you start tracking those particular persons who will come uniquely to your site or to your blog or to your podcast or to your product or your service, those are subscribers that are looking for you. They like what you have genuinely. They're not just purchasing it because they're your sister or your aunt or your uncle or your mother, and they're just like, oh man, I have to support this person because they are somehow connected to my life. There's no pity there. They are genuinely, you know, interested in what you have to offer. So subscribers become great customers. If you take care of those subscribers, start looking at, here we go again, we got to look at the metrics. We have to look at that traffic. We have to look at those numbers. This is the data. You can actually track if you're using something, you know, like a tracking system, such as your email, or I'm just going to put this out here. I am not being paid as a spokesperson for MailChimp, but hey, I'll throw it out there anyway. This is just a community where we help build. So if you launch MailChimp and you're actually doing your blogs through that, or you're selling your product through MailChimp, for instance, MailChimp will actually help you to gather that information and will help you with the data. And as you can see on this data, you will see who's your average customer, how many repeat purchases. You know, if you've had to give a refund, I don't suggest you start giving refunds. Always reach back out and try to offer something else. But, you know, it will track all of that information for you. Last but not least, this will actually help lead you to your bottom line, which is your income and your expenses. You will actually know how much money you are making and how much you are spending. And that's why it's so good to not, I'm just going to throw this out here and it's going to hurt some people, but I have to say it because it is true. This is why it's not a great idea to use Cash App for all of your business purchases. Let me just put a pin there. Cash App was intended to give people money on the spot for things like food, and it was never really intended to be something that you use to transact for business. Of course, now that has expanded, and I even use Cash App in some methods for business. But if you really want a good tracking model, I'm just sharing that Cash App is not the best way to track money, and it's not even a good way if you make a mistake to send money. Everybody I know that has used Cash App has probably made that one mistake of sending money and you've had to fight to get it back, or you never got your product, but there was no type of accountability to dispute that claim. And then if you did dispute it, you had to go through your bank, and it's just, it's a mess, right? So if you can use something, and again, I'm not being paid, but I will share. PayPal, great way to track your numbers and look at the average customers again, the amount of purchases, your income and your expenses. This is accounting data, and you want to keep track of all of your income and your expenses. That's why you want to use a system like that and pay from, you know, receive money into your business account and pay from out of your business account if it is business related. This way, you are very sure at the end of the year, purchases and expenditures that have been made out of the business alone. So we just want to make sure that you can grow your income by growing your customers and staying focused to your new subscribers. I'm always open to subscribers. I want the traffic to grow and not just stop at, you know, the same people listening. I want you, this is your call to action. I want you to share this with a base of people that I have no idea exists. I want to know that this is a real power reach, and I want to see it become apparent even in Working the Dash. This is how we create synergy. This is how we improve quality content. This is how we improve rates of getting our products to the right people and understanding what people really like. So let's double down on making sure that our business goals are maximized and that we are definitely making sure that we're doing the best that we can to see real growth. Real growth, my friends, requires you to step out of the zones of comfort and get deep down into those zones of discovery. I'm going to be back again, and I'm going to tell you how we can continue to move down into those zones of discovery. These were just a few tips and hopefully a challenge for the upcoming year, just so that you can start making some arrangements to shake yourself out of that comfortable situation and start ensuring that you can have explosive growth in the upcoming year. Take care of one another. And again, your call to action is to share this with somebody who needs it. And I will see you at another time. This has been TK, your girl, right here on another episode of Working the Dash Podcast.